God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. Oh, you sound good as well. It is great to see each and every one of you. I welcome you this morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm the pastor here, and it is just a joy to see each and every one of you and to hear the joy in your voice. So I do welcome you, and I appreciate your presence. We ask that you sit back and relax and enjoy God's presence today, and I just pray that you feel God's power and presence in your life and in this service today. If you are visiting with us, I put out a special welcome to you and thank you for your presence. This is an awesome church to be a part of and to worship with, and we just thank you for being here today. If you're listening on the radio, we put out a welcome to you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you for your listening ear. Now, our ushers are going to pass out our registration pads, and we would invite everyone, please, to put your name, address, telephone number. And if you have your email address, if you have an email address, that would be great. If you are visiting with us, we would ask that you especially fill that out so that we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. If you would turn with me quickly to, pardon me, the announcements, I would appreciate that. If you have a confirmand in your family, whether it's a child or a grandchild or maybe even a great-grandchild, remind them that we meet today at 4 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Praise God, we had 18 last week. It was really awesome, and we're excited about that. So make sure that they're there, and they seem very enthusiastic, which I appreciated as well. But please pray for our class. This is a time, first of all, it's a joy because these folks wanted to search out their faith. They wanted to learn about their journey in faith and to see how the church relates to all that. And so we celebrate that fact, and we need your prayers so that all will be done that is necessary to bring those who... The span, I believe, is like 11 to 16 or 17 or something like that. So it is a pretty amazing age span. And so pray for me in that regard. but anyway, a lot of important announcements. Make sure you pay attention to these, please. Also, we have another insert about the rummage and bake sale for missions. Make sure you pay attention to that. And if you flip that over, what is a pet? This is a really powerful ministry, and I hope you read that. We will be, the mission team will be purchasing a pet, and of course we would love it if we could purchase even more pets for people, and that is a great ministry. So one thing that's very important, but we had some folks in the first service that just decided to leave right then and there when I made this announcement, and I would really appreciate it if you'd stick around to the end of the service. All right, but the fellowship team is serving donut holes and coffee and juice, and you know, if you could just maybe stick around till after the service for that to happen. No, I'm just kidding. But they really are serving donut holes, so we invite you to take part in that. They are good, believe me. I have partaken. So we welcome you and invite you to that as well. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
Great, you sound like you're ready. Well, let us begin with an opening prayer and the prelude, and then we will begin our worship service. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Although, Lord, I'm sure many of us in this room are ready for spring, because the calendar tells us it should be, Lord, we do thank you for this particular day that you gave us. We ask that you help us find joy in this occasion. If nothing else, Lord, the fact that we are together, that we are able to focus our lives, focus our hearts and our minds and our spirits upon you, Lord, for that is the purpose of worship. Dear God, we ask that just for a moment that we would lay all of our troubles at your feet on this altar so that we could truly focus our minds and hearts and spirits on you, that we could give you the thanks and the praise that you deserve, Lord. We ask you to empower us in this way. Anoint us fully here and now, God, so that we may do all that is necessary to worship you. May you anoint us, God, in such a way, may you anoint this place in Jesus' name in such a way that all negative thoughts and all evil run in fear. We love you, God, and we have faith in you, and we ask right now that you make us one with you and one with each other in Jesus' holy name. Amen.